This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And not only that, the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and hello, welcome in to Classic Auto Group Park. Today, the Lugnuts take on the Lake County Captains in the fifth game of a six-game series. First, though, my pregame interview. You will hear from Luis Baez, the assistant hitting coach, talking about Lugnuts who have developed over the course of this year. This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts assistant hitting coach Luis Baez. And here's what we did. We put together a list of six players, three Lugnuts who have been promoted to Midland, three Lugnuts who are still with the team now. And we're going to talk about how these players got better over the course of this year. Luis, thank you very much for taking the time. Muchas gracias.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the interview.
Let's start with Max Muncy. How did he get better?
Muncy, he started the season, he was good, and then he get to improve more and more, and then he got moved up. The first half, he was good. He got moved up. We were here to push this guy to move up.
He's been fantastic in Midland. What was there something that he got better in here in Lansing?
We're working on his high tee. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good for him because he get him top to the ball. I think helping a lot. Fastball machine, mm-hmm. Yeah, we're working a lot in the cage, at the field. I think that's this guy better.
How good can he be?
Good. Yeah, I think he's good.
Let's talk about Daniel Susak. How did Daniel get better here?
Susak is a good hitter. I think this guy have good ability to hit, to put the ball in play. I think this guy was ready or dear to move up, but I think he got the opportunity. This guy is comfortable.
Yes.
He like to learn his. He's humble. The guy is, every time he's willing to work.
Yes. How good can he be?
He's good. He's very good guy. Yeah, he has most ability to hit, to put a ball in play, yeah.
Johnny Butler, suddenly out of nowhere, started hitting everything for power. Doubles, triples, homers. Yeah. What did you work with him on?
With Johnny, this guy, you know, he has too many experience in this league because yes. He was here 2 years ago. We're working in the cage. Johnny, he have his routine. I asked him because before we start him, why he want to work, and then he told me I want to hit flea inside to different, he hit tee to different position, and that's it.
Yeah.
I think he has his ability to hit. It's incredible. The guy is hit hard, hit double, homer to opposite field. It's good to see this guy at the play.
So those are three Lugnuts who've been promoted. Now three Lugnuts who are still with us. Junior Perez, Luis, had such a struggle in April and early May. How did he change that?
Yeah, Junior started the season like struggling. I don't know what happened with this guy because this guy, he working a lot. Yeah, in the off season, when he get to the spring training, he was good. I don't know what happened early in the season with him. But his swing was there. I think he missed the ball because his swing was a little under the ball. But we're working, we're saying hard. We're working in the cage to high tee, low tee, and the fastball machine. And then this guy was incredible. In the second half, this guy was incredible. This guy doing better every day. That's I think it's good for him.
Eribio Angeles was struggling to start the year in July, August, now into September. He's been exceptional. What did you work on with Ruby?
Yeah, Ruby is the guy, he has his routine too.
Yes.
You know, this guy, sometimes he likes to do that he want. You know, we're working, I asked him before everything else, because sometimes when he tried to work with him, he have his routine.
Yes.
This guy, he's, I think, his mentality is good. But hang in the cage, he liked to hit side toe, front toe. The last 3 months, this guy was hot. Yeah, I think the last, he's 100 fire bat, he got 40 hit. Yeah, he doing better. This guy is impressive on the last 3 months.
Wow.
He's hot.
Danny Batista Jr., how has he improved?
Danny, this guy, he's a good hitter. Mm-hmm. I think we know he don't have a lot of power to hit homer, but the guy, he can hit the ball to the gap, gap to gap. This guy is a slant hitter. He put a ball in play. This guy, he don't strike up a lot, you know. I think the last 2 months, he coming like struggling a little bit, mm-hmm. but then he take 1 week, and then he got hot. We try to finish strong with Danny.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've talked about hitters. Which players do you think improved defensively? Because I know you work so hard with the infielders.
Yeah, I think we got good defense this year.
Yes.
About Ruby, he was fantastic. He played short, second. Junior Perez in the center field, I think he covering around. This guy is fast. It's good to see those guys play defense. I think we're working hard with those guys. We can see the result during the season.
And then finally, this is my hardest question. How have you gotten better as a coach?
Yeah, I think was hard challenge for me this year because, you know, my English is not very good, but I try to speak with the players, my coaches. I think I'm learning a lot here about baseball. About personal too, so I think here I have more experience about baseball, you know. So I don't know if I come in back next year, but I wanna say thank you to everybody to support me, to give me, you know, everything. But it was a good experience for me here.
It has been a pleasure, un placer.
Thank you.
Thank you, Luis.
Thank you, Jesse, for everything.
Lansing Lugnuts assistant hitting coach and first base coach, Luis Baez. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
Leon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you.
It is getting near time for baseball from Lake County. So down to the field, it is time for our national anthem.
Thank you.
It is time to play ball in the penultimate game of the 2023 season. And I'm so glad to have you along here joining me for Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. My name is Jesse Goldberg Strassler. Let's give you the starting lineup for the Lansing Lugnuts. Casey Yamauchi, the shortstop, leads things off. Batting second, the second baseman, Colby Halter. Heading third, Danny Bautista Jr., and he's starting in center field. Batting fourth, the cleanup hitters, the right fielder, Colby Thomas. Heading fifth, the first baseman, Brennan Malone. Batting sixth, third baseman, A. Rubiel Angeles. Heading seventh, DH. Let's see if they say play ball here. DJ Schofield, Sam, the DH, batting seventh. Here we go. There we go. Play ball declared. Batting eighth, the catcher, C.J. Rodriguez, and rounding off the order, batting ninth, left fielder, Joshuan Wright. So again, that's Yamauchi, Halter, Bautista Jr., Thomas, Malone, Angeles, Schofield, Sam, Rodriguez, and Wright for the Lansing Lugnuts, the high A affiliate of the Oakland A's. 29-35, 60-69 overall for the year. They'll take on this Lake County Captains team. Lake County, the high affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. And Lake County will feature a defense with Chase DeLauder in left, Jake Fox in center, Joe Lampe in right field. It is Will Bartlett at first, at second base, Tyrese Turner. The shortstop is Yordis Valdez. And at third base, Dion Frias. The catcher, a man with a single yesterday, Cooper Engel. Imagine if his last name had been Cooper Ubble. Might have caused more trouble for Lansing yesterday. He knocked in the only run in a 3-1 Lugnuts win. Engel will be handling the stylings of the lefty from Florida State, Parker Messick. Messick, when Lansing met up with Lake County back in July, he faced the Lugnuts twice and they beat him twice, and they hit three home runs against him, one of them by Junior Perez, not in the starting lineup today. We begin instead with Casey Yamauchi. And the first pitch of the ball game dealt in high, underway at 7:04 p.m. Welcome in, Midwest League Baseball. It's a gloomy sort of night here in Lake County. The kick and the pitch. Yamauchi takes high again. Casey Yamauchi had such a brilliant debut. 3-for-3, two singles, an RBI double, a walk, a stolen base. The pitch. Swings and whacks it up and away off the right side. Two balls and one strike on the former Vulcan out of Hawaii, Hilo, U.H. Hilo. 23 years of age. Signed as an undrafted free agent in July by the A's. A 2-1 pitch. Strike two called across the inside corner by the home plate umpire Shin Koishizawa. Our bases umpire is Guillermo Rodriguez. And time is granted to Casey. I talked to Casey Yamauchi earlier today. He said that his parents listen in to the radio broadcast instead of tuning in watching on MLB.TV or Valley Live. So I say to the Yamauchi family, aloha. Thank you very much for keeping me company. A 2-2 pitch. Casey lines a base hit right field. Right down in front of Joe Lampe. He's on again. Lampe gets it in. Lead off single for the mighty Casey. 4-for-4 here with the Lugnuts. Parker Messick worked him up and away with the hard stuff, and Casey reached out the bat, and he punched it in front of Lampe. So now bring up Colby Halter. Mahalo Casey Yamauchi, contributing. Colby Halter fouls back the first pitch, strike one. Halter out of Jacksonville, Florida. He just joined the Lugnuts this year, and just like Yamauchi, in his first professional season. 17th rounder out of the Florida Gators' fine baseball program. Lefty to lefty, the FSU Seminole Messick delivers. Fastball called a strike across the outer edge. Halter in yesterday's game was 0-for-2, but he drew three walks. That's what they want out of him, just contribute any way that he can. He's played a fine defensive second base. Yesterday, he and Yamauchi combining on the keystone. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He was led on the fastball. And down goes Halter on Messick's first strikeout of the ballgame. A couple of crucial 4-6-3 double plays. turned by Halter and Yamauchi, and the first baseman, Brennan Malone, yesterday. Danny Bautista Jr. steps in, batting third in the order. He had the day off yesterday. He watched and cheered for everything from the dugout. One out, one on, no score. The pitch. Off speed, called a strike just above the knees. Danny wears the black stirrups, the only player on the Lugnuts who wears stirrups. Road black uniform, gray pants, bat twirling, lefty deals to righty. Bautista Jr. fights off the fastball into the screen. Nothing in two. I was talking with the voice of the Lake County Captains, Logan Petoskey, and he said that for Parker Messick, things were a little bit rough early. Hang on. Home plate umpire Shin Koishizawa is looking at the third base-side dugout. Craig Conklin is coming down saying, what's going on here? Danny Bautista Jr. stepped outside the batter's box. Something caught his ear. Craig Conklin is saying, who, what happened? And Colby Halter, I believe, has been ejected from this ballgame. There he goes. It's a long walk. When you get ejected here in Lake County, the clubhouses are out beyond the right field wall. There is a door where the gate opens up deep in the right field corner out beyond the Lake County Captain's pen. Now Colby has started to trot. And you go out through that door, and then you climb your way up the rampway, first to the left, then it snakes around back to the right. Then there's a temporary building. Well, I say temporary. It's a permanent building now. That is separate from the rest of the facility. And that is where both the Lake County and the Lansing clubhouses are housed. You have to walk past the fans who are all watching from the yellow gates. Colby has to make sure that that gate opens. Now it does. He exits. We continue play. Colby Halter. My goodness. 0-2 pitch for Danny Bautista Jr. Up and away. One ball and two strikes. So Colby will spend the rest of this game in the clubhouse a ways away from the field. It's a 1-2. And that stroked on the left side. Diving stop. Frias at third and one. Hop gets up, fires to first. Dug out. Not in time by Bartlett. Infield single beaten out by Bautista Jr. And Yamauchi up to second. Upfield MC Grover gets the crowd to cheer. And deserves a cheer, but it's also a knock. And it's Danny Bautista Jr.'s 117th base hit of the year. Two on with one out. And now bring up Colby Thomas, the cleanup hitter. 117 hits ties him for second most in the league. Thomas grounds the first pitch down to Frias at third. Fires to second. They get one. Turn to first. They get two. 5-4-3. Frias to turn it to Bartlett. And that retires the side scorelessly. One runner left. Two singles. No runs. Go to the bottom half of the first inning. And now here come the Lake County Captains against the Lansing right-hander, Gunnar Hoagland. Lansing will have a new second baseman when we return.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Junior Perez thought that he was going to have the day off. He does not. He's now in center field. I'll give you the rest of the defensive changes in a moment. First, though, Gunnar Hoglund on the mound for the Lugnuts, and he deals in a called strike to Jake Fox. No score. Hoglund, the righty, lets it fly. The left-handed batter fouls it back, strike two. So here you go. Colby Halter ejected. Junior Perez takes his spot in the batting order. Perez moves to center field. Danny Bautista Jr. moves to first base. Brendan Malone moves to second base, replacing Colby. 0-2. Down and away. And meanwhile, there's Gunnar Hoglund on the mound. I'll give you the rest of the Lugnuts defense, too. First, though, Hoglund with a 1-2 pitch. Reaching forward, he pokes it foul. Flicked back over the netting. One ball, two strikes, it stays. Bautista Jr. at first, Malone at second. Casey Yamauchi plays shortstop, and Eiri Villanueles is at third. The catcher is C.J. Rodriguez. Big Gunnar Hoglund, 6'4", 225 pounds, offers. Fouled back off the top of the screen. And the outfield, Josh Wainwright is in left, Junior Perez is in center, and Colby Thomas is in right. And there you have it. And supporting the Ole Miss Rebel. One ball and two strikes to Jake Fox. Pitch on its way, down and in. 2-2. Fox leading off the Lake County center fielder. Batting second, the left fielder Chase DeLauder. Heading third, third baseman Diane Frias. And the cleanup hitter is the catcher Cooper Engel. On 2-2. On a swing and a broken bat. Looper, shallow right center. Down for a base hit. One hop taken in by the shortstop Yamauchi, ranging a far ways to his left. He spun. He looked Fox back to first base. And then he lobs it into Brendan Malone. Leadoff single for Jake Fox. He simply dunked that ball down at a spot where nobody could get there before it touched the green grass. And it brings up Chase DeLauder. By the way, the number five hitter, the right fielder Joe Lampe, I'll sneak this in. Righty deals to lefty, no score. Fouled off into the screen. The number six hitter is the shortstop Yordis Valdez, hitting seventh, DHing Victor Planchard. Batting eighth, the first baseman Will Bartlett. Batting ninth, second baseman Tyrese Turner. Fox, DeLauder, Frias. Engel, Lampe, Valdez. Planchard, Bartlett, Turner. Gunnar Hoglund with the 0-1 to Chase DeLauder. Floating just outside with a changeup. So here you have the 19th overall pick of the 2022 draft, Gunnar Hoglund, against the 16th overall pick. I should say the 2021 draft. DeLauder, who takes the ball outside, the 2022 draft. There we go. Hoglund, 2021 out of Ole Miss. And DeLauder, 2022 out of James Madison. Short lead for the moment for Jake Fox, but he's a fine base runner. Nobody out. Edging away. Here it comes. Down it in. Three balls and a strike. The first time that we saw Hoglund on the mound, he was money. He went five innings at Dayton. He struck out seven. He allowed one base runner, a two-out HBP of Trey Faltini. That was all. Here's the 3-1, and it's outside for ball four. And he is not on to begin this one. It's got to be a frustrating thing for a pitcher like Gunnar Hoglund, a perfectionist of sorts. His mind is brilliant. How he attacks hitters, how he prepares for the opposing lineup, what he wants to do. Right now, his body is simply not able to do it. When I caught up with him with a pregame interview, he told me, look, my changeup, which was his very best pitch at Dayton, it was still a long ways from where he wanted it to be yet. He tosses to Diane Frias. Swing and a miss, strike one. How about a high fastball by him? So for Hoglund, with that obstacle in his way, with the command not quite back yet, from first the Tommy John surgery, then the bicep strain. Working with what he does have. 0-1. Fly foul, left side, strike two. Howdy comes into play today as the number 18 prospect in the Athletics organization, according to MLB Pipeline. Oh, by the way, Parker Messick, the man on the mound for Lake County, is the number 17 prospect in the Guardians organization. So this is quite the matchup. 2-1. Nobody out, no score. 0-2. Down and inside. 1-2. This was where he got into trouble against Jake Fox. Strike one, strike two, and then what to do after that. And that lets you know it's the secondary stuff. When he finished off the Dayton Dragons, it was primarily with the changeup. A 1-2 pitch for Frias. Fly ball down the left field line, a long ways out, and foul. Diane Frias, the switch-hitting third baseman, batting left. A native of Cartagena, Colombia. The pitch. Line drive hooked, foul up the right side. Hard contact. And that goes off toward the Lake County pen. Go back to yesterday's game. Frias yesterday was 1-for-4. Struck out in the first inning and in the third inning against the starting pitcher, Luis Morales, who is so good. Hoagland deals, down and away, 2-2. It was Morales setting the tone, aided by a tremendous diving catch in left field by Clark Elliott. 4 scoreless one-hit innings for the 20-year-old yesterday, striking out 4. Lugnut scored 2 in the second, 1 in the third, 1-3-1. Here's the pitch. Frias fouls it off the hand, left side. That gets out of play. Third baseman Anale is ranging over. Lead-off single for Fox. DeLauder hit by a pitch. The set. Here it comes. Up and away. Frias doesn't chase. 3-2. There's an often set baseball adage that the most important pitch that a pitcher can throw is strike one. Right now for Gunnar Hoagland, strike one is not the problem. It's strike three that's the problem. And the pitch count is getting up. Payoff. Fouled off into the screen. And with that, there is early action in the Lansing pen. Beg your pardon. Brock Whittlesey is warming up. This is just all about the pitch count. Fox at second, a lot away from first. 3-2 again. Popped him up on the infield. Infield fly rule is ineffective. It's fair. It does stay fair. And Aribiel Anales makes the catch. And the third baseman handles the Frias pop. One down for Cooper Engel. And the pitching coach, Don Schulte, is going to the mound. Engel's the cleanup hitting catcher. That was a 10-pitch at-bat for Diane Frias. And for Hoagland already, he's at 22 pitches, 13 of them for strikes. Meanwhile, Parker Messick on the other side, 13 pitches to get through a top of the first inning, in which he allowed a couple of base hits, singles to Casey Yamauchi and Danny Batista Jr. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. jgoldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com is how you contact me. jgoldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. Via social media, you can find me at Jay Goldstrass, JGOLDSTRASS. Schulte back off the mound for the third base on dugout. He's wearing his black hoodie. This is hoodie weather. 66 degrees. Cloudy skies. It was misting earlier. Pe- penultimate game of the 2023 regular season. Tomorrow, 1 p.m. start. Lugnuts and the Captains wrap it all up here from Classic Auto Group Park. Here's the pitch to Cooper Engel. High for ball one. Overthrew a fastball there. Engel, the fourth rounder this past July from Clemson, and a highly discerning, patient batter. 2-1, one out, no score. Here it comes. Low from Hoagland. 2-0. Engel yesterday was 1-for-3. Walked his first time. His final at-bat, the RBI single to supply Lake County's only run on a 3-1 loss. His walk yesterday was his 16th. In 16 games, or 17th, I should say, as he popped this pitch up foul, back and out of play. Two balls and one strike on Engel out of Asheville, North Carolina. Here's the pitch. Fly ball out to left center field. Center fielder Junior Perez trots over. Josh Wainwright is there too, but it's Perez who makes the call and then the catch. And there is out number two. Fox back to second, the Lauder back to first. A lot of pitches for Hoagland, but those are routine outs after the leadoff single and the HBP. By the way, I keep saying HBP, don't I? No, Chase DeLauder walked. Let me make sure that I get that right. The base on balls. The broadcaster. Here's Joe Lampe, the number five hitter. Gunnar Hoagland is about to throw his 27th pitch. No score, though. He offers swing and a miss, strike one. There's the great off speed. And that is what makes him so effective when he's going well. Lampe way out in front. Now suddenly the fastball is going to be a weapon, especially if he commands. Looks at Jake Fox. The pitch. Fastball missed inside. See if he places that ball right across the inside corner. Now he's got something. Lampe can get a little bit more comfortable now. Left-handed batter. Drafted in the third round last year from Arizona State. 1-1. Huge shot rolling down toward third. On lace gloves. Throws to first. It's in time. Side retired and the inning is over. There was nearly a collision between the runner Fox and the third baseman Anales. But Fox raced past. Then Anales fielded and threw and nipped him at the bag. Two runners stranded by Gunnar Hoagland in a scoreless frame. We are bound for the second inning. 0-0. Lake County Captains and Lansing Lugnuts.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The 5, 6, and 7 batters are coming up to the home plate area for the Lansing Lugnuts starting lineup in the second. No score. Lefty Parker Messick deals to Brendan Malone. Right-handed hitting slugger followed by Anales and Schofield Sam. Here it comes. Outside corner, strike call. The captain's got Malone out yesterday. He was 1-for-2 with a single and 2 walks. He has eaten their pitching staff up. And a 1. Off speed, just missed outside. Tough take. So Malone in this series, 15 plate appearances and 10 times reaching base. A right-handed batter with an open stance. Messick delivers. Malone takes ball 2 inside. Not going to get him to chase. Brendan Malone through 50 games, 32 walks, a 260 average, and a 382 OBP. And lots of power. 2-1. Outside from Messick. And the count is 3 balls and a strike. In the first inning, Parker Messick allowed singles to Casey Yamauchi and Danny Bautista Jr. But he blanked Lansing. Fires the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Great off speed. Pulled the string. Malone was out in front. Malone from Woodstock, Georgia. Drafted from Oregon last year. The payoff, inside for ball 4. And he is on again. 11th time in 16 plate appearances in this series. Marvelous. Bring up Eribiel Angeles. Again, a right-handed batter against the southpaw. And Anales has been good in the series, too. No score. First pitch, fouled away. Over the netting on the right side. Perhaps you heard in today's pregame interview with the assistant hitting coach Luis Baez about the work that Anales has put in. 13 for his last 31. And 0-1 coming. That, too, fouled away to the right side. Messick attacking him. Anales in the process has raised his batting average up to 269. 4 different Lugnuts with over 100 hits this year. Anales 106. 2 strike pitch. High for ball 1. Could not get him to chase. The other Lugnuts with over 100 hits this year. Daniel Susak 111. Danny Bautista Jr. 117 after a first inning single. And Junior Perez was 102. A 1-2 pitch is chopped foul at home, just wriggling off the left side. That's at this time of year, with only tomorrow yet to be played for the entire season. And I get to look over all the stats, all those counting stats. Anales playing in his 110th game of the year for Lansing. At first, Malone. Nobody got, no score. A pitch. That smacked through the right side for a base hit. Malone around to second base. No further. Joe Lampe gets it in. So Anales is now 14 for his last 32. Base hit number 107. First and second. Nobody out for T.J. Schofield Sam. Fun to talk to T.J. and Danny Bautista Jr. earlier today. As two Lugnuts were able to have yesterday off with the recent additions of Casey Yamauchi and Clark Elliott reinstated from the injured list. Here's the first pitch. Fouled back under the screen. There have been Lugnuts players who've been playing every single day, and you could see it with their swings. They were trying their best, but they were simply fatigued. And so Danny Bautista Jr. coming back today looking refreshed, immediately a single. T.J. Schofield Sam, let's see how he attacks. No score, 0-1, fouled off into the netting. Hit breaking ball from Messick, nothing and 2. Schofield Sam has a lot of power in his first year as a member of the Lugnuts. Began the year with single A Stockton, his third different campaign, opening up the season with the Stockton Ports. This is his 43rd game with Lansing, 7 doubles, 3 home runs for the native of Brampton, Ontario. Messick sets. Deals. Called strike 3 across the inside corner. Front door breaking ball. 1 down. And I bring up the number 8 hitter, C.J. Rodriguez. Now, Rodriguez earlier this year took on Messick, and he stroked an RBI double against him. First pitch of his first at-bat tonight. Takes a called strike across the inside corner. Messick loves to work in, whether you're a left-handed batter or a right-handed batter. Now, because of that, he hits a lot of guys. 10 HBPs. And strike one toss. Served in the air, shallow right field. Joe Lampe comes over, makes the catch, reaching up high. Quickly pegs it in, but the runners stay put. Malone at second, Anales at first base. 2 outs. No score between the Lugnuts and the Captains. The Lugnuts had a couple of singles in the first, did nothing with them. For Lake County, in the bottom of the first inning, the first 2 hitters, a single and a walk. But then they stranded them against Gunnar Hoagland. Arka Messick is looking to follow suit. Malone a walk, Anales a single to open up this inning, but a strikeout, a flyout. Now goes to work against the number 9 hitter, Joshuan Wright. Here's the pitch. Up and inside, ball 1. Two members of the Lugnuts Booster Club in attendance here today, Marsha Ballard, Leanne Cook. Down below cheering on Lansing. 1-0. High chopper hit on the right side. Tough play coming. To his left, Turner get there. Spins, fires. Late to first base. Infield single beaten out by Joshuan. To second, Anales. And a third, Malone. It was a fine job of Tyrese Turner hustling to his left to grab it, pirouette, and then fire. But Joshuan Wright, too much speed. Top of the order time, and Casey Yamauchi. Yamauchi yet to be retired as a member of the Lugnuts. Led off today with a single. No score in the second. Bases loaded, 2 gone. He swings away at the first pitch, and he flies to right. Lampe to his left, puts it away. Yamauchi and the Lugnuts are set down. 2 singles and a walk, but the bases left loaded. And we go to the bottom of the second inning from Lake County and a scoreless affair.
The Same House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It was a tough first inning for Gunnar Hoagland, but Hoagland got through it scorelessly. And so 0-0 to the bottom of the second, he fires. Yordis Valdez takes a called strike from the Lugnuts' big right-hander. That's Valdez, Planchard, and Bartlett. Switch hitter, and righty. Valdez batting left, takes a ball outside. Starting shortstop for Lake County, number 6 hitter in the order. Gunnar Hoagland with the sign from Rodriguez. Lets it fly. Swing and a miss on a straight changeup. One ball and 2 strikes. The step back, the leg kick, the offer. Fastball up and inside. 2-2 on Valdez. Batting 243 through 77 games. 3 home runs. Bright pink batting gloves gripping his bat. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the high cheddar. First strikeout for Gunnar Hoglund. And it's the fastball that does in Valdez, expanding the zone. One away. Victor Planchard now, the switch hitting DH. From the left side, he waits. Pitch on its way. Check swing, up and away. Ball one. Now Planchard comes in hitting 243. 5 feet 6 inches tall. Hoglund offers. Lifted out to shallow left. Shortstop Yamauchi is there. Comes back onto the dirt to make the catch. Two gone. Just a little pop out. Yamauchi went back, and then the baseball dragged him closer to third baseman Angeles. Casey takes off his black baseball cap, consults it, and nose against Will Bartlett to swing to his right deeper to the shortstop hole. Angeles down the line, righty to righty. Bartlett strokes the first pitch to deep left field. Wright turns around at the warning track. He runs it down right in front of the wall. Joshuan Wright in left field. For Joshuan, this is his first start all year in the outfield, and he made that look easy as it possibly could be. I asked him earlier today, what's it going to be like in left? And he said, it's going to be easier than playing third base. I wasn't convinced, but my goodness, maybe I'm getting a little bit more convinced. Perfect frame, Gunnar Hoglund, scoreless. Let's move to the third inning, Classic Auto Group Park.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
As we open up the third inning, here comes Junior Perez against Parker Messick. Perez homered earlier this year against the Lake County lefty. Came in today for the ejected Colby Halter. No score, opening up the third. He bunts it right to the mound. Messickover grabs, pivots, throws, nips him at first base. And there's one down. Well played by the big southpaw at 6 feet tall, 225 pounds. As Perez can fly down that line. Now bring up Danny Bautista Jr., and here we go with the Tampa matchup. These two faced one another back when they were, 14 years old? Lefty deals to righty. Danny swings and misses, strike one. They took on one another throughout their teens before Danny Bautista Jr. moved to the Dominican Republic to train. The kick, the toss. Swing and a miss, strike two. Parker Messick in front of 14 family members here today. Out of Plant City, rekindling the old rivalry. Bautista Jr. 1-for-1 with an infield single against him in the first. 0-0, top of the third inning, one out, nobody on. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball hit out to right field for Joe Lampe. Chasing it back to his right, nearing the wall, he makes the catch. Oh, it carried. And yet, there was Joe Lampe, able to get there. Still with another step to go before the fence rose up. This time, Messick wins against Batista Jr. Not without a little bit of heart palpitations for those 14-member Messick fan club. Parker Messick, after all, this year has allowed 9 homers with Lake County. Fires to Colby Thomas. Thomas takes the ball outside. Thomas, who has hit 10 home runs with Lansing. 10th home run came earlier this series. 2 outs, base is empty. No score, top of the third. Cleanup hitter in the order. Lefty to righty. Hooked, foul on a line, left side. Into the crowd, and a fan makes a great catch of it. Stood up, glove on the left hand, and the baseball right into the glove. Give that fan a contract. 1-1, the count on Thomas. Whole shift on in the infield. Here it is. Swing and a miss on the fastball. Right by him, up in the zone. Second baseman Turner swung around to his right up the middle. But the center fielder Fox is shading to right center. Left center gap wide open. The windup. On a 1-2. Grounded foul. Into the Lugnuts dugout with a bat boy. Comes out to make the grab.
Hey, how about a round of applause for that catch, everyone? Come on!
Messick tries again with a 1-2-strike pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikes at Thomas. Third strikeout from Messick, and it ends a perfect top of the third inning. 2.5 complete. No story as of yet between Lake County and Lansing.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Lake County batters due up for the bottom of the third inning. Feature the 9 hitting Tyrese Turner and then the top of the order. It's going to be Jake Box and then Chase DeLauder against the righty. Gunnar Hoagland out of Dunedin, Florida. So far for Gunnar, 1 hit, 1 walk, 1 strikeout, 0 runs. No runs for either team. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. You know, let's do our trivia question of the game right here in the bottom of the third inning. And answer it in the late going. First, though, the switch hitting Tyrese Turner, the starting second baseman, swings away at the first pitch and fouls it up and away. Left side, strike 1. Turner batting left against the righty, Hoagland. Turner heading 231 through 11 games. 6-for-26. Pitch on its way. That's buried. He has scored 8 runs, a double, a home run, 3 walks, 11 strikeouts, and the great speed, 4 steals and 5 attempts. Pinch ran earlier in the series and scored the game-winning run. 1-1, got it foul right side. Hoagland got right in on his hands. Tyrese Turner is part of a highlight that landed number 1 on SportsCenter's Not Top 10. If you recall earlier in the series, when Lake County beat Lansing 13-1 in the rain-shortened game. He swung and missed strike three, but Carlos Amaya picked it up and threw over the first baseman's head down into the right field corner, and he circled the bases. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, held on to by Rodriguez. Down he goes, and Hoagland strikes out his second. There will be no round-trip tour here. Bring up Jake Fox. Fox is 1-for-1 with a single. No score in the last of the third inning from Classic Auto Group Park. Pitch on its way. He skies it. Back of short. Casey Amauchi calling everybody off. Handles with a two-hand squeeze. Two down. See, it was a battle against Fox in the first inning. He chased a Lauder, Diane Frias. They made Gunnar Hoagland work. Not right now. Gunnar has found his rhythm. Two outs, nobody on. Goes to work against Chase DeLauder. Here it is. Swing and a foul tip at home plate. Strike one. DeLauder's back foot flies out as the pitch comes in. Yet it works for him. And there, Hoagland, though, had him all the way off balance. At 0-1 coming. Hit in the air, left side foul ground. Third baseman Anales approaches the stands. That ball's into the crowd. Your Lugnuts trivia question of the game comes from Tales from the Dugout, the Tim Haggerty great book. I did not know this, and I believe, according to Tim, this is true. So the Lansing Lugnuts, before they came to Lansing, they were the Waterloo Diamonds, bought by Tom Dixon, moved to Springfield, Illinois. They were the Sultans of Springfield, but the jerseys weren't ready yet as they began in Springfield. So here's the go-to up high. According to Tim's book, what uniforms did those Sultans of Springfield have to wear until their Springfield uniforms were ready? Which major league team's uniforms? The 1-2 is again high. I mean, I take Tim's word for it. April 1994. Hand me down major league uniforms. Which team's uniforms did they wear? 2-2. Down and inside, ball three. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. And from April of 1994 to April of 1996, when the Lugnuts came to Lansing, from Waterloo to Springfield to Lansing, Michigan. Now in 2023, payoff. DeLauder fouls it off at home. So J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S at LansingLugnuts.com. All you need to give me is a major league team. Which major league uniforms did the Sultans of Springfield wear in April of 94 until their uniforms were ready? The precursor to the Lugnuts. Hoagland misses a little low. He wanted the call. He didn't get it. And Chase DeLauder draws his second consecutive walk from Hoagland. Credit DeLauder fouling off some tough pitches. And now Diane Frias. Two outs with a runner at first for Lake County. 0-0, home third. Switch hitting, Frias waits. Takes inside. In the left-hand batter's box against the big righty Hoagland. Spin, pick off the over, gets right through Batista Jr. That ball's on a foul ground next to the tarp. The Lauder's around second base and shown the stop sign there by the third base coach, Kyle Lindquist, though came all the way across to Avery Bielanales. Anales immediately pointed to the home plate umpire, Koichi Zawa, said, "Give me time." I'm glad he did, because his next move was to throw the ball into the Lansing dugout. And I have seen a Lansing Lugnut over the course of this team's history throw the ball into the dugout before getting time called by the umpire. They thought that the ball was dead. They chucked it out of play. And the umpire said, "Well, no. Runner gets another base." Here's the 1-0. Strike called across the outside corner. One ball, one strike on Frias. 10-pitch at bat his first time up before he popped out an infield fly to Anales at third. E1 Hoagland, DeLauder at second. No score, two outs. Here's the pitch. Pop foul, back and out of play. One ball and two strikes and Diane Frias. Cooper Ingle waits on deck, middle part of the order, for these Lake County captains. Grass has a lot of pop. It fouls this pitch back under the screen. 30 extra base hits this year for Frias as a member of Lake County. 17 doubles, 2 triples, and 11 home runs. That leads the team. Slightly open stance. Upright stance from the left. Bat waggling up and down. Hoagland's 1-2. Outside. Back we go into this battle. Frias against Hoagland. The pitcher, 23 years of age. The batter, 21 years of age. Chased a lauder away from second base, held on by Yamauchi. Who now backs up the deal. Line drive over Yamauchi, base hit center field. Perez attacks, the lauder around third. Perez is throw in, one hops to Rodriguez, the tag. It's in time! DeLauder is out, and the inning is over. Junior Perez was on it. He fired into CJ. Tag swiped down, and we stay scoreless. Let's go to the fourth inning from Classic Auto Group Park.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no, and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused, and you want to talk but you're scared, that's OK. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Junior Perez cuts down Chase DeLauder at home plate. That ended the third inning, and it sends us to the fourth, 0-0. Lansing Lugnuts and Lake County Captains. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. As we open up the fourth, how about the 5-6-7 hitters? How about Malone, Anales, and Schofield Sam against the lefty Messick? Parker Messick, through 3 scoreless, has struck out 3, 1 in each frame. But he's also allowed 4 hits and 1 walk. He is stranded 4. Just fired a perfect third inning. Lefty deals to the righty Brendan Malone. And the backdoor breaking ball clips in against the corner. Strike called. Fastball, curve, slider, and a changeup. True 4-pitch guy. Socks up to the knees. Deals. Swing and a miss on the change. Nothing and 2 for Brendan Malone. And now regroups. Malone, too, has pulled those socks up just below the knees. Black socks for Malone, navy for the captains and Messick. Only the right fielder, Joe Lampy, has joined him in a socks-up kind of day. Malone out of the deep crouch, open stance. Pitch on its way. Did not chase the changeup down and away. 1-2. Brennan worked a walk on a 3-2 pitch his first time. Round 2. Pitch 4. High and outside. 2-2. That's the thing about Brendan Malone, is you can get out in front of him. But it's difficult to tempt him to leave the zone. 2-2 coming. Swinging a bouncer foul, rolling to the on-deck hitter. Knocked down with a bat by Aribiel Angeles. Last time out for Messick. 5 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, allowing a home run, striking out 7 Cedar Rapids Colonels in a game that the captains lost 12-0. He offers. Malone lays off, off speed low. 3-2. That was the first home run allowed by Messick since all the way back on July the 28th. He did not allow any homers in the entire month of August. Messick's payoff. Malone dribbles this one foul, rolling left. That was a big story, because home runs had been an enormous problem for him. Since getting called up from Lynchburg, on June 29th against Fort Wayne, gave up 3 home runs in his Midwest League debut. That 3 homers over his next 2 starts against Lansing. Payoff, line drive hooked over third, base hit left field. Quickly on hand, Chase DeLauder picks it up, relays it in. Brendan Malone has the leadoff single. He is on again. Brendan Malone is unconscious right now. Make it 12 times on the bases in 17 plate appearances against Lake County pitchers over the course of this series. Short lead at first held on by Bartlett. Scoreless top of the fourth inning. The pitch to Anales. Avery Villanueva takes ball one inside. Again, like Malone, lefty pitcher, righty batter. Anales jabbed a single through the open right side his first time. Ball one delivery. Chopper pulled this time toward third. Frias cuts it off, throws to second one. Fired to first on one hop, and a great play by Bartlett in receiving the turn of throw. Double play. 5-4-3. There was really no need for Tyrese Turner to hustle that throw as much as he did. He rushed it. He fired it right into the ground about two-thirds of the way in front of first base. And Will Bartlett was up for the challenge. Second double play ball induced by Messick. 2 outs, nobody on. Goes to work against the left-handed hitting T.J. Schofield-Sam. Starts him off with a called strike across the outside corner. Tough first time up for Schofield-Sam against Messick. Went down strike one, strike two. Took a front door breaking ball for the strike three. 0-1 here. Popped foul. Left side towering over the screen. That ball is 3 rows deep behind the Lugnuts dugout. And off the hands of a fan rolling on the rooftop, quickly gathered by Morgan Matamor. Or I beg your pardon, by a different fan on that third base side. A different Lake County Captains fan sitting right behind. I saw someone in a hoodie and I thought, maybe Morgan? No. The pitch swung at a miss. Schofield Sam has gone on strikes. And that'll do it for the top of the fourth inning. Messick strikes at Schofield Sam for a second time. He has 4 Ks. He has 1 in each inning. And we're going to the bottom of the fourth. We are scoreless from East Lake, Ohio.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
There was a worry based upon how things were going in the first inning that Gunnar Hoglund might not make it through one. Not only has, he opens up the bottom of the fourth inning in a scoreless game, Lake County and Lansing. The righty Hoglund deals to the lefty hitting Cooper Engel. starts him off with ball one, missing inside. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. And it's going to be Ingle, Lampe, Valdez. 4, 5, 6 batters in the order. Ingle fly to center his first time. The pitch. Oakland hits the outside corner. Not a strike call. Well, a question that is sent my way by Leanne Cook throughout road trips all year has been, how did I spend my day? This pitch is down and away. 2 balls and a strike, just to see if there were any road adventures. Big thanks to Leanne and Marcia taking me out to breakfast at Anthony's restaurant earlier today. 2-1. Up high, Lugnuts Booster Club, catering the post-game spread, the post-game meals for these players after today concludes. It's a 3-1 to Ingle from Hoagland. And it's right in there for a called strike two. But then after breakfast, I did have an adventure this afternoon. I went to Headlands Dunes Nature State Nature Preserve, the Headlands. It's right on Lake Erie. There's this tip of land jutting out into the Great Lake itself. Payoff, Ingle pops it up. Left side, traveling out into left field. Yamauchi looks up. Left fielder right comes in and makes the catch. One down. Reading from the official Ohio Department of Natural Resources website, quote unquote, extensive development along the shores of Lake Erie has all but eliminated the presence of sandy beaches and dunes. Headlands Dunes State Nature Preserve is one of the last of its kind in Ohio. Check swing, went around too far. Strike one for Joe Lampe, left-handed hitting right fielder, and the number 5 batter in the order. Scoreless, last of the fourth. Gunnar Hoagland back to work. Offers. Strike called. Met up with a friend of mine who the two of us went to high school together. She works for the Cleveland Guardians. Time granted to Lampe. Quickly down to the count, nothing and two. He's 0 for 1 with a ground out to third base back in the first inning. And so we went for a walk around Headlands, and we had not walked very far before we found that the route that we wanted to go was blocked off. We could not go any further for a good reason. 0-2. Up high with a fastball. Just to show it to him. It was a piping plover nesting area. You could look up that bird. A piping plover. P-L-O-V-E-R. 1-2. That's down and in. The plosives. It's a very small bird and distinctive. And they just wanted to make sure that its nesting area is well taken care of. There were signs all over saying, look, this is a unique ecosystem, be respectful. 2 balls and 2 strikes, pitch on its way. Lampe swings and serves it in the air out to right field, carrying to Colby Thomas for the out. 2 gone, and Gunnar Hoagland is 1 out away from 4 scoreless innings, allowing just a couple of singles and a couple of walks. There's a couple of strikeouts. He struck out Yordis Valdez back in the second inning for strikeout number 1. Here's Valdez with 2 outs. Nobody on in the fourth. No score. Here's the pitch from Hoagland. Swing and a miss on the off speed. Strike one. So it was a very lovely walk around the Headlands earlier today. Not too far away from this ballpark. Just about a 15-minute drive up the road. And a one. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Where we currently sit, we are not that far away from Lake Erie. Hence, Lake County. And it's just directly to the northeast. A swing and a chopper right of the mound. Second baseman to his right. Malone grabs, throws to first. Got the out. Ends the inning. A perfect frame for Gunnar Hoagland, who is through 4 scoreless frames. And we go to the fifth from Classic Auto Group Park in Lake County, Ohio, right near the Great Lake Erie itself. Nothing to nothing. Lugnuts and Captains.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways begins to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Alanon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alatine can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts come up in the top of the fifth inning, looking for the game's first run. It's going to be C.J. Rodriguez, followed by Josh Wainwright, then Casey Yamauchi, 8-9-1. Lefty Parker Messick's pitch, called a strike across the outside corner. C.J. Rodriguez, the Lugs catcher, 0-for-1 with a fly out to right field his first time. Messick nods, steps back, kicks and offers. That's down low. One ball and one strike. No runs, 5 hits, and 1 error for the Nuts. No runs, 2 hits, and no errors for Lake County. Fifth game of this 6-game series. Pitch on its way. Outside. 2-1. Captains took the first 3 games. Lansing struck back at 1 yesterday. One more game to go tomorrow at 1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string. 2-2. Here at the retail store at Classic Auto Group Park, they have a section for the Baseball Heritage Museum. Quote unquote, their stories and the way it happened. Leek Park, Cleveland, Ohio. 2-2 is coming. Butt off the hands, foul. Into the netting, then bouncing down the right side. Where the assistant hitting coach and subject of today's pregame interview, Luis Baez, picks it up and under hands it away. Their stories and the way it happened. Featured emblazoned big, and then some great stories that they tell. 2-2, swing and a miss, Rodriguez strikes out. Parker Messick has whiffed his fifth. One down in the fifth inning. Josh Wainwright steps in. Messick continues his stretch of striking out at least one batter and no more in every inning. 0-0 for the number 9 hitter. There's a big question on the wall in the Heritage Museum inside the retail shop. First pitch, Josh Wainwright grounds it left side, past the diving shortstop Valdez to his right. It's a base hit rolling into left field. DeLauder plays it into second. Josh Wainwright has the single. He's 2-for-2 against Messick. And there's base hit number 6 against Messick. All of them singles. Top of the order time with one on, one out for Casey Yamauchi. So who is the first Mexican baseball player? Mel Almada. Right in there in the retail store. And there are all sorts of different amazing facts. Yamauchi takes a fastball for a called strike 1. And all of this is the way that it's showcased is really well done. And it's all around a game-used bat by Carlos Baerga. There's the 0-1. Swing and a miss by Yamauchi. Strike 2. Baerga, the very first player in Major League Baseball history to homer from both sides of home plate in the same inning. A man near and dear to the hearts of everyone here in this Cleveland area. How great were those Cleveland teams of the 1990s that he starred on? One out, right a short lead at first. 2-strike pitch for Yamauchi. Dribbler foul left side. See, here's the thing about Casey Yamauchi. The man is difficult to strike out. Only struck out 27 times in 167 games playing at the University of Hawaii at Hilo. At 0-2, up and in, and it hit him high. Then it ricocheted off, and it caught the catcher Ingle painfully, caught him on the hand. Yamauchi appears to be okay. I think it's Engel who's feeling the worst of it as Casey is awarded first base. Yamauchi down to first, right up to second. Thank goodness. Well, Casey is on for a sixth time in his second game with the Lansing Lugnuts. Four times on yesterday. Single, flyout, now HBP here today. Josh Wan right up to second base, one down. No score in the top of the fifth inning on the batters, Junior Perez. Right-handed hitter, first pitch. The lefty Messick finds the inside corner for a called strike one. What a chance now for Lansing to grab the game's first lead. Perez in his first at-bat bunted out with a fine play made by the pitcher Messick. Strike one toss. Swing and a miss. Bat pick first base. No tag applied. Yamauchi saw it coming. Dove back in. First baseman Bartlett was on hand to receive. They had tried to surprise Casey Yamauchi to catch him sleeping. The man was wide awake. He has a great lead off first, right from second. This is an 0-2. And it missed off the inside corner. Colby Halter was the first batter today for Lansing in this number two spot in the order. Ejected after striking out in the first inning, Perez replaced him. One ball, two strike pitch from Messick. Swing and a miss. Perez is gone. Blown away by the fastball. Today was supposed to be a day for Junior Perez just to rest up, recharge. Talking to Craig Conklin, he's gotten fatigued as this year has gone on, but this has been a tremendous year for Junior. But now he's 1-for-20 with 8 strikeouts in this series. Here's Danny Bautista Jr. Lefty to righty. Up and away, ball one. Two Tampa natives. Know each other so well. Single in the first for Bautista Jr. Flied out to deep right in the third inning. Two gone. Two on. 0-0. Fifth inning. Lefty to righty. The 1-0. Ground ball left side, past the diving Frias. It's a base hit left field. Windmill for Josh Wan right. He's going to try to score. DeLauder's throw in. Tag applied by Engel with ease. Throw beat him by plenty. Side retired. Bautista Jr. collects his second hit. Two hits in all. One hit batter. Two left. Still scoreless from Lake County, Ohio. Halfway to the house.
Our excellence is shining. Yet, so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, include an easy-to-use at-home test. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
And likely his final start of 2023, Gunnar Hoagland went 4 scoreless innings for the Lugnuts. He allowed a couple of singles, one in the first and one in the third. A couple of walks, one in the first to Chase DeLauder, one in the third inning for Chase DeLauder. And that was all. 2 strikeouts, 0 runs. He is now out of the game. Yason Sanchez has come in. A slender right-hander, 6'2", 165 pounds, out of La Romana, Dominican Republic, 22 years of age. Last of the fifth inning, scoreless between the Lugnuts and the Captains. Lake County 7-8-9 hitters against Sanchez here. Steps back, kicks, here it comes. Fastball outside for ball one. Victor Planchard, the switch hitting DH, batting left, waiting. Next offering. Fastball hits the outside corner at the letters. Fastball, slider, changeup for Sanchez. Generally utilizes the fastball and the slider a lot. And that fastball is up to 97. The windup and the pitch. Fastball zooms way outside. Ball two. Or I should say, yes indeed. Ball two, two balls, one strike. Planchard popped out to shortstop, his only at bat against the starter, Hoagland. Outfield is straight up. Here's the pitch. A chopper hit back of second base. There's the shortstop Yamauchi to his left. Guides the throw to first in time. One gone. We've seen Casey handle every chance presented to him. No troubles. Think about the kind of shortstop play that we've seen this year for the Lugnuts. The first rounders, Max Muncy and Jacob Wilson. The great defender in Drew Swift. Avery Bielanilis. Will Bartlett swings and flies the first pitch he sees out to center. There goes Junior Perez backing up. He stops, he waits, he catches it. Two outs. Tyrese Turner steps in next. In general, this is what we've seen a lot against Jason Sanchez. Because he comes after batters early and often with the fastball, they swing early and often. Overall, through now 11 innings worked, he has struck out 11. He has walked only two, but he has allowed 17 base hits. Fourth appearance with the Lugnuts. Sanchez to Tyrese Turner. Inside, and ball one. Turner is 0 for 1 with a swinging strikeout. That against Hoagland, now here against Sanchez. In a scoreless game in the bottom of the fifth. Yeason winds and deals. Swing and a miss. How about the off speed? One ball and one strike on Turner. A 13th rounder last year from USC. Here's the pitch. He hammers it, rocketed down the right field line. It's down for a base hit. It's into the corner, and this is trouble. He has speed. Sprints around a second and not stopping. Dashing for third. Relay throw, tag. He's safe. Bounces the helmet off the ground. Triple for Tyrese Turner. First triple as a member of the Captains. And the potential first run of the game is 90 feet away. Two outs for Jake Fox. Fox is 1 for 2 with a single. How does Yason Sanchez respond? Righty to lefty. Leadoff man swings and misses the first pitch. Strike one. Came after him. Undaunted. Fox singled up the middle in the first inning, popped to short in the third. And 0-1 here. Just missed off the inside corner. One ball and one strike. Sanchez has a sign from C.J. Rodriguez. Target away. Pitch on its way. Fastball popped foul, left side, and the soars back and out of play. With a high hop up out of the concourse. Our fan makes a nice play on it. One ball and two strikes on Fox. Each team has had a runner thrown out at home plate trying to score. Nobody has scored yet. Two outs. Turner at third. The 1-2. Slider hammered to right field. Back goes Colby Turner. Back he goes. And the ball is over his head. It hops off the wall. Turner scores. Fox is rushing for third. A one-hop throw is offline. And it's back-to-back triples. 1-0 Lake County. Jake Fox's fifth triple of the year, leading the Captains. It was triple right off the bat, and he hit it right out over Colby's head in right field. Infield comes in around the righty, Yason Sanchez. No pitching coach Don Schulze. They're all talking to Yason, settling him down together, because Chase DeLauder is about to step in, and things could get worse before they get better. This is the best hitter Lake County has. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. DeLauder has walked twice today. Sanchez delivers. Inside with the fastball. The 16th pick last year. One of the top prospects in baseball, let alone just the Guardians organization. A ball one offering. Inside for ball two. Are they unintentionally, semi-intentionally, kind of meaning to do it, pitching around him right here? If they do, they would put him at first with Fox at third for Diane Frias. Here's the 2-0. He swings and it lines a base hit to right field. Fox scores. Thomas plays it into second. RBI single, Chase DeLauder. He got one pitch to hit. He hit it. And it's 2-0 Lake County. Chase DeLauder is now 19 for 35 against the Lugnuts this year with three walks. And here comes Don Schulze to the mound. Yason Sanchez retired the first two batters that he saw. Blanchard grounded to short. Bartlett fly to center. But Tyrese Turner broke the spell with a triple down the right field line. And then it went back to the top of the order. Fox the triple. DeLauder the single. Lake County has scored the game's first two runs in this last of the fifth inning. While the mound meeting is going on, checking out the rest of the Midwest League scores. At Cedar Rapids and Wisconsin, scoreless bottom of the third inning. Beloit leading at Peoria 2-0 in the bottom of the third. And South Bend at home leading 3-1 over Quad Cities in the bottom of the fifth. Are you ready now for the East Division? Coming into play today, Fort Wayne a half game up on West Michigan. West Michigan would need to win and need Fort Wayne to lose. Bottom of the fifth from Dayton, Ohio. Fort Wayne Tin Caps leading the Dragons 2-1. Bottom of the fifth from West Michigan. White Caps trailing the Loons 3-2. We're ready. The pitch to Diane Frias. Driven deep down the left field line. That ball's back toward the corner. It takes a hop. It's a fair ball. It bounces into the Lugnuts' pen. DeLauder's around to score. Now the ball has stopped in the pen. They're going to send DeLauder back to third base. Automatic double. Dion Frias. Frias collects his 18th double of the year. Now the batter is Cooper Engel. Second and third, two outs, two runs in for 2-0 Caps lead. Cooper Engel is 0-for-2 with flats to center and to left. First pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Cleanup hitter in the Caps order. The Clemson Tiger waits. Sanchez fires. Fastball up. Aim for the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Sky's dark above. Cool night in East Lake, Ohio. Lake County's bats have heated up here against the ASM. The break even. Swing and a miss, strike two. Bottom fell out. One ball and two strikes on Cooper Engel. By the way, back to the MWL scoreboard, just to say this, If that continues, Fort Wayne wins at Dayton, Great Lakes wins at West Michigan, Fort Wayne is in the playoffs. Here's the pitch. Low and away. And then it would be Fort Wayne against Great Lakes to determine the East champ against Cedar Rapids versus Peoria to determine the West champ. And that would be your Midwest League playoff matchups this year. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two ducks in the pond. The deal. Just inside. Under the hands of Engel. Three balls, two strikes. Now, Cooper Engel has 15 hits through 48 at-bats with Lake County coming into play today. Now 15 for 50. Five doubles. A lot of walks. Payoff. Fly ball left field. Soaring back to Josh Wainwright. He's under. He's got it. Inning over. Yason Sanchez escapes. But four straight base hits in the fifth inning net two runs. The Lugnuts got fortunate that the Dion Frias double hopped into the pen, and that stopped Delauda from scoring. He and Frias stranded. We're going to the sixth inning, and it's now Lake County 2, Lansing nada.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Lake County has the game's very first lead. As we go to the sixth inning, it's a 2-0 deficit for the Lugnuts. And Lansing's batters coming up, Thomas, Malone, Angeles. That's 4, 5, and 6. Lefty Parker Messick remains in the game. Messick, once this year with Lake County, has fired 6 innings. That on August the 18th against Peoria. 6 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 10 strikeouts. He deals. Colby Thomas and the first pitch skyward, right center field. Tracked by Jake Fox. In front of the track, makes the catch. And the dangerous Thomas is at number one. Today, Messick has struck out 6. He has allowed 7 hits. He has hit a batter. He has walked a batter. But he has stranded 6. One of the first, bases loaded in the second. 2 in the 5th inning. One down, nobody on. Deals to Brendan Malone. Outside corner, strike called. Malone doing what he has done to Lake County all series. He has walked and singled against Messick. 12 times on base in 17 plate appearances. Here it comes. And it's low and away. 1 ball and 1 strike of the Lansing second baseman. Began the ball game playing first, and then Colby Halter was ejected, so he moved. Messick to the plate. Fouled off into the screen. One ball and 2 strikes on Malone. There was a great stat that I saw earlier today about Brendan Malone. First though, pitcher's pitch. Breaking ball down. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here's what it was. Brendan Malone is in a distinguished company. Hang on. First the 2-2. Low again. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mike Snyder observed this on social media. Brendan Malone is one of 16 minor league baseball players with a walk percentage over 10%, a strikeout percentage under 20%, and isolated power over 200. 3-2. Chopper hit down toward third. Two hops for Frias. Those across and the stretch by Bartlett. They keep him off the bases here. Two outs. Think about that, though. The ISO power, so he has pop. The walk percentage high, he has discipline. The strikeout percentage low, he does not whiff very often. Those are three tremendous categories to evaluate a hitter on. Brendan Malone is in rarefied air. Here's Eribio Angeles. Angeles takes ball one outside. Single and a double play grounder. The Lugnuts are down 2-0. Two outs, nobody on. Here's the pitch. That curves in for a called strike. Time quickly called. Let's see. Plate umpire Shinko Ishizawa saying, hang on, hang on. He's looking out to the right side. All right, now we're ready. Number one at home plate, one ball, one strike. Messick winds and throws. Hammered out to left field. Back goes DeLauder, looking up, it's gone. Onto the classic auto group tarp. Eribio Anales takes Messick deep, and the Lugnuts are on the scoreboard. Run number one from number one. Anales' seventh round trip tour of the year. Lake County 2, Lansing 1. Messick allows his 10th home run here in High A. Now bring up TJ Schofield Sam. 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts. Base is clear. Messick delivers. Bought off the hands, left side, foul ball. Beyond the third base coach and manager, Conklin. It is felt like Schofield Sam has lived in a two-strike hole against Messick. Can he turn around his luck right now? At 0-1 from the southpaw. Swing and a miss, strike two. He cannot. Nothing in two. Messick looking in, shakes off a sign from Engel. Now agrees, rocks, offers, fouled away, over the rooftop. CJ Rodriguez waits on deck. Schofield Sam, a lot of power. The pitch, swing and a miss, strikes out for a third time. Messick strikes out his seventh. Here's at least one strikeout in each of the first six innings. But A. Uribiel Anales takes him yard to left, and the Lugnuts are down by a run. 2-1 Lake County as we move to the bottom of the sixth inning.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them. Just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A rebuild analysis put the Lugnuts on the scoreboard. Down 2-1 as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Analysis is 2-for-3 today. 15 for his last 34. And now, righty, Yeison Sanchez, who ran into trouble last inning, back to work, dealing to Joe Lampe. Chopper right back to Yeison. Jogs toward first, fires overhand to Danny Bautista Jr. One pitch and one gone. Now send up Yordis Valdez. Valdez is 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a ground out. He takes strike call. A switch hitting shortstop batting left. Sanchez winds and throws. Fastball high. In the fifth inning, Yeison set down the first two batters. And then Turner triple, then Fox triple, DeLauder single, Frias double. Lake County had broken through. A 1-1. Off the outside corner for ball two. Lake County 2, Lansing 1. Third baseman Anna lays off his line. Pitch on its way. Fly ball pounded to right center field. Paris is on his horse. Can he get there? Yes, he can. And deepest right center. Two gone. That was hard hit contact. Junior Perez can play a terrific defensive center field. So the batter now is Victor Planchart. Because when you plan, maybe you might need a chart. Two-toed bat in his hands. Pitch on its way. Fouled away left side. Strike one. For tomorrow's season finale, Lansing will start the righty Mitch Myers against the Caps left-hander Ryan Webb. And a one, a ground ball on the right side, grabbed by Danny Bautista Jr. Right to the base, perfect frame, Yeison Sanchez, and we're going to the seventh at the penultimate game of 2023. Tomorrow, early one, 1 o'clock p.m. Tonight, onward we go. 20 minutes till the top of the hour, Lake County 2, Lansing 1.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark alongside Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Lake County captains are going to the bullpen as we hit the seventh inning. Parker Messick is out of the game. The Lake County starter today, 6 innings of work, 7 strikeouts. He allowed 8 hits, and one of them, the last one, an A. Rebiel Anale solo home run for the only run that he allowed. He walked one, he hit one. And now he is out, replaced by Josh Wolf. Lake County 2, Lansing 1. 8-9-1 batters for the Lugnuts to greet Wolf. Rodriguez right, then Yamauchi. Right-hander against right-hander, Wolf to C.J. Rodriguez, the starting catcher. Chops the first pitch down toward third, grabbed by Frias. Long throw across, delivered easily for Bartlett. Out number one. Josh Wolf has a 6-3 record with a 5.79 ERA through 22 relief appearances coming in. 42 innings even. Now you can say 42 and a third. 40 hits allowed, so nearly a hit per inning. But here's the big trouble, too, is 36 walks, 45 strikeouts. Bases home plate in full, glove high. Rocks back, deals. Josh Wainwright takes a called strike one. He's a pitcher that it's going to be worth being patient with him. At a one. Chopper it weakly toward third. Tough play, Frias. Can't barehand it. Right is on. For Josh Wainwright today, infield single in the second. Single in the fifth. Infield single here in the seventh. On a one-out base runner. Puts the tying run aboard for the Lugnuts. On the batter is Casey Yamauchi, who has singled, flied out, and been hit by a pitch in his second high A game. One on, one out. Top of the order, righty versus righty. 2-1 captains. The pitch, taking a called strike at the letters. Casey stands 5'9" tall. Upright stance from the right side. Black bat in hand, white batting gloves. Maybe the knees slightly bent, if that. Wolf out of the stretch. Lets it fly. Broke it high. One ball and one strike. In looking back on Casey's base hits yesterday, going 3-for-3 with two singles and a double, he hit the ball everywhere. He hit it high, he hit it low. A 1-1, foul back, strike two. Yamauchi from Hilo, Hawaii, asks for and receives time. Against Wolf out of Bel Air, Texas. Wolf, 23 years of age, as of 8 days ago. Meanwhile, Yamauchi turned 23 on the eighth day of the eighth month. One ball and two strikes. Right at first, Lansing down by a run in the seventh inning. Second baseman Turner right up the middle of the diamond. Here it comes. Down and away for ball two. You know, it's fun that Casey just joined the Lugnuts. Yesterday was his debut, and already it is easy to have this confidence that he's not going to chase on a waste pitch like that. He's going to force the pitcher to execute. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Now he's right in there. And Yamauchi down on strikes. First strikeout for Wolf. Second out of the seventh. So now Junior Perez, 2-1 captains. Here's the pitch. A ground ball hopping high toward the shortstop. It's Valdez playing the short way to second, getting it to Turner in time for the force out on Josh Wainwright. Side retired. Boy, did that ball take a wicked hop higher to the air. One hit, one left, no runs. And we're going to the bottom of the seventh inning, hitting the stretch. 2-1, Lake County on top of the Lugnuts.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith. Loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Thank you. It seemed that Yerison Sanchez settled in the bottom of the sixth inning. Right-hander for the Lugnuts. With Lansing down 2-1, we'll take on 8-9-1 for the bottom of the seventh inning. Bartlett, Turner, Fox. Righty to righty, Will Bartlett takes the first pitch for a called strike across the inside corner. Sanchez allowed 2 runs on 4 consecutive hits in the fifth inning, but a perfect sixth. The wind, the pitch, slider, lined in the left field, base hit. Josh Wainwright plays it in. Bartlett a wide turnaround first base, quickly back to the bag as the shortstop Yamauchi gave him a look. Leadoff single for Bartlett. Fifth hit allowed by Sanchez. Seventh overall of the game for Lake County. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Let's go over your Lansing Lugnuts trivia question of the game coming up here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Tyrese Turner, who tripled his last time, scored the first run, takes ball one outside. Your question of the game was as follows. The Lugnuts came to Lansing in 1996. 96, the inaugural season of Lansing Lugnuts baseball. 1994, 1995, they were the Sultans of Springfield, and before that, the Waterloo Diamonds. A 1-0 from Sanchez. Turner takes, low and in. When the Waterloo Diamonds moved to Springfield, Illinois, to become the Sultans of Springfield in 1994, their uniforms were not ready to begin the year. Which uniform did they wear? Which major league club's uniforms did they wear? 2-0. Swing and a miss. Strike one. And the correct answers have been sent in. Let's see. Checking in. Mark Walker writing. He wrote, how about San Diego Padres? Marsha Bullard writing, once again, San Diego Padres. 2-1 pitch. Turner swings and misses. Strike two. Yes, indeed. Because those Sultans of Springfield were a San Diego Padres affiliate. Ed Romero was their manager in 1994. Let's see. Jorge Velandia, Mike Thomas made the major leagues. The pitch, up and away. Out of their position players, none of their pitchers ended up making it. That year they went 69-71. Three balls and two strikes to count. Here's the payoff. Turner lifts it high and foul, weighs off the left side. A year later, Sultans of Springfield were reaffiliated with a new club. After the Padres ended in 1994, they became a Kansas City Royals affiliate in 1995. By the way, pickoff though over to first, the tag, not in time, Bartlett got back in. Oh, by the way, Sultans of Springfield's colors were purple and white. And then 95. Ended up going 65-74 to Lansing the very next year. 3-2, Bartlett not running. Turner takes ball four up and away. First two are on against Yeason here in this last of the seventh inning. Yeason, that first name is spelled Y-E-H-I-Z-O-N. Yeason Sanchez. Bartlett at second, Turner at first, Jake Fox the batter, nobody out, captains leading 2-1. Lugnuts corner infielders are expecting a bunt. He's not bunting. He hooks the first pitch foul in the air down the right side. Bounced on the concourse, ricocheted right back onto the field. Second baseman Brendan Malone trots over, picks it up, and overhands it up where the fans missed it. It was trying to get it out over the railing in the high concrete wall. There are kids with gloves. They couldn't catch his throw. So thankfully, a member of the Lake County Captain's pen came over and gave it to them. No balls and a strike on Fox. Leadoff man in the order. 2-for-3 with a single, an RBI triple, and a run scored. 2-1, Lake County leads. Anale still in. The pitch. Down and in, and what a job by C.J. Rodriguez on the backhand to grab it. 1 ball, 1 strike. We are 1 hour and 49 minutes into this game. Here's the pitch. Fly ball crushed to right field. It is gone. Jake Fox is a double shy of the cycle. A three-run homer at the bottom of the seventh puts the Captains up 5-1. And it's his eighth home run of the year. Nobody on, nobody out. Pitching coach John Schulze is out for a visit. Yeison Sanchez has been hit hard today. Lugnuts gets some action up in the pen. It is the right-hander Mark Adamiak, the former Arkansas Razorback, who is warming up right now. For Sanchez, after recording the first two outs of the fifth inning, that's when he allowed two triples, a single, and a double. The single was two. The man about to step in, Chase DeLauder. Perfect sixth inning, but here in the seventh, single, walk, home run. Five runs on six hits and a base on balls so far against the young right-hander. And Chase DeLauder walked in the first, walked in the third, RBI single in the fifth. The left-handed batter out of Frederick, Maryland. Pitch on its way. Strike called across the inside corner. So as a native Marylander, I read that he was out of Frederick, Maryland, and I thought, well, my goodness, it's my fellow Marylander. However, he then moved to West Virginia. Sanchez throws. Swing and a miss, strike two. And he became the West Virginia State Player of the Year as a high schooler. He was exceptional. And I mean, in every way that you can imagine as a baseball player. He was a three-sport star. At 0-2, bounced in, and that hurts catcher Rodriguez. The right throwing hand got in the way. Tough, tough, tough for CJ Rodriguez. Catcher gets beaten up. Back to Chase DeLauder. So, yes, highly decorated in high school. And, well, off to James Madison. And highly decorated there, too. And he's a top 100 prospect in Major League Baseball. He's a top 5 prospect in the Cleveland Guardians organization. When he committed to James Madison, he was supposed to be just a pitcher. Turns out the guy can hit. Here's the 1-2. Up and away, ball two. He can hit plenty. Kind of like to see him on the mound. Makes me think of a Stan Musial. Guy was a pitcher. Turned tremendous hitting outfielder. 2-2 is coming. DeLauder takes a called strike three. Sanchez sets him down watching. So that's the first time that the Lugnuts have dispatched DeLauder in this game. DeLauder strikes out for a 22nd time. In his 42nd game as a member of Lake County. He just does not strike out. There's Diane Frias. 2-for-3. First pitch offering. Lifts it out to left field. And Josh Wainwright can't make the catch. Kicks away from him. Frias is dashing around to second base. Ball picked up and rifled in by Junior Perez. Josh Wainwright got alligator arms. He's not a native left fielder. That's not usually his spot. It's a double for Diane Frias. So Josh Wainwright goes over from left to his left into the left center gap. He sees the center fielder, Junior Perez, getting over there too. Perez yielded, but as Junior is reaching out for that ball, he suddenly got worried about a potential collision with Junior. He felt Junior too close to him, and he did not truly commit to trying to catch that ball. It made a mess of it. Cooper Engel grounds one right side. Batista Jr.'s off his bag. The pitcher Sanchez covers as Brendan Malone gloves and fires over. 4-1 on the ground out. Frias over to third base. That was not the best move made by Danny Batista Jr. at first base, but a great job by Sanchez staying alert. Runner third, two outs. Joe Lampe the batter. At the bottom of the seventh inning, a three-run homer by Jake Fox has given Lake County a 5-1 lead, two outs. Roddy fires to left-handed batter. Well, the first pitch starts him off with a called strike across the inside corner. Now this middle part of the order, Cooper Engel, who just grounded out, is 0-4. Joe Lampe, the batter, is 0-3. Man on deck, Yordis Valdez, is 0-3. Here's the pitch. Down and away. 0-10 from your 4-5-6 batters. And when you incorporate the number 7 hitter Planchard, 0-13. It's been a black hole in the Lake County offense today. But the top part has not been. There's the 1-1. That's off the outside corner for ball two. So three hits out of the leadoff hitter, Jake Fox. A hit and two walks out of the number two hitter, DeLauder. Three hits out of the number three hitter, Dion Frias. They've been on 9 times in 12 trips. 2-1, hitters count. Swing and a miss by Lampe, 2-2. Bottom part of the order, Will Bartlett, the 8 hitter, 1-3 with a single earlier this frame. Number 9 hitter, Tyrese Turner, 1-2 with a triple and a walk earlier this inning. Both Bartlett and Turner scored on the Fox homer. 5-1 Lake County. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here it comes. Pair to the air out to left center field. Junior Perez is going to call for this one. Josh Wainwright yields. Perez makes the catch, and the inning is over. Lake County scores 3 on the big Fox swing. 3 hits, 1 walk. Runner left at third base. It's a 5-1 Lake County edge, and we're going to the 8th inning from Classic Auto Group Park.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Past the top of the hour in Lake County. It's now a captain's 5-1 lead over the Lansing Lugnuts, approaching the 2-hour mark of this game. And the meat of the order is coming up against Josh Wolf. It's Danny Batista Jr., Colby Thomas, and Brennan Malone. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Well, the right-hander Wolf worked around a 1-out single by Josh Wainwright an inning ago. It takes on the number 3 hitter, Danny Batista Jr., the Lugnuts' first baseman. 5-1 captains over the Lugnuts. The Nuts only run an Avery Bielanele's home run in the 6th inning. There's the windup and the pitch from Wolf. Down and away, ball 1. Wolf had a stint on the injured list earlier this year, beginning on May the 15th. Good to have him healthy to end the year. This breaking ball is down and away. That's going to make a little bit of noise here. A 2-0. Strike called across the outside corner. From May 15th all the way through July the 1st, Wolf on the IL. Remember, he was activated shortly before the 4th of July. There's a 2-1. Strike 2 called across the inside corner. Batista Jr. went 2-for-3 with two singles against the starter, Messick. Now against the native Texan, Wolf. Here's the pitch. A ground ball hit toward short to his left. Valdez picks it up, plants, throws, got him at first. And one down. And the Oakland Athletics organization right now. Let's begin at the Major League level. Sean Newcomb went 4 one-hit scoreless innings. Kyle Mullers followed him. Newcomb struck out 5 Texas Rangers. But the Rangers are leading the A's 1-0. Here's the pitch. Up and inside, ball 1 to Colby Thomas. Lugnuts trailing, currently 5-1. Top of the 8th inning with 1 out. Righty versus righty. Wolf winds and throws. Down and away. 2 balls, no strikes on Colby. 0-for-3 today. Kevin Smith, the former Lugnut, 1-for-2 with a single and a walk. Ryan Noto, the former Lugnut, 1-for-2, single and a walk. Thomas swings and misses. 2 balls and 1 strike. On the cleanup hitter in the order. Triple A, the Las Vegas Aviators and the Sacramento Rivercats will get going in 1 hour's time. Vegas won a wild one yesterday. Thomas swings, chops weakly toward short. In comes Valdez. Double clutches, throws with plenty of time. Got him at first. And that's back-to-back ground outs to the shortstop. 2 away. Brennan Malone steps up there. Cooper Bowman is homered for the Double-A Midland Rockhounds, but they're trailing San Antonio 2-1. Yoelvis Del Rosario on the mound, 3 1/3 innings, 7 hits allowed for the former Lugnuts opening day starter. 2 runs, 1 strikeout. Here's the pitch. Malone bounces foul, tipped to the left side. And then later on today, single-A Stockton. They'll be in action against San Jose. That game is going to get underway very shortly, and Wander Guante gets the ball. He has had his moments of brilliance. 5-1 captains. Malone fights this pitch foul off to the right side. 0-2. He has walked, singled, and grounded to third base today. Wolf looks for a 1-2-3 frame. Misses low and away. 1 ball, 2 strikes on Malone. And the home run hitter, Anales, is waiting on deck. Mark Adamiak is warming up still in the Lansing pen. So I expect that we'll see Adamiak replacing Yeison Sanchez for the bottom of this 8th inning. 1 run, 9 hits for the Nuts. 5 runs, 9 hits for the Caps. Each team with an error. Here's the pitch. Malone bounces left side. It's the third baseman Frias to his left. Rifling over to first in time. 3 ground outs against Wolf in a perfect 8th inning. We're going to the bottom of the 8th. Lake County leading 5-1 over the Lugnuts.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And here's Mark Adamiak now on the mound for the Lugnuts to the last of the 8th inning. Lake County's last chance for insurance before the 9th. Captains 5, Lugnuts 1. Yeison Sanchez done after 3 innings in his final appearance of the year. And those 3 innings, forgettable. 7 hits, 5 runs. He walked 1, He did strike out Chase DeLauder. That's worth noting. And I gave up a home run to Jake Fox. 2 runs in the fifth, 3-run homer by Fox in the seventh. Fox got him twice, RBI triple in the fifth inning. Supply the game's very first run. And then Fox scored from that triple on a Chase DeLauder single. That's it. Those are your 5 Lick County runs today. Here comes Yordis Valdez, followed by Planchart and then Bartlett. And Lake County warms up an arm for the ninth. So the righty, Mark Adamiak, final appearance of the year likely, offers. And that's up and away, ball one. Switch hitting Yordis Valdez, bats from the left side. Adamiak in his fourth appearance as a member of the Nuts. Fastball, cutter, slider. Adamiak, 6'4", 230 pounds. Had a visit early from his catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. Let's do some Today in Lansing Lugnuts history here on the bottom of the eighth inning. September the 9th. Let's go all the way back to 2003. Game 2 of the Midwest League Championship Series. The Lugnuts and the Beloit Snappers. Game 1, the Lugnuts had won it. Game 2, the Lugnuts won that one too. They beat the Snappers 3-2, though J.J. Johnson, the starting right fielder, had to leave the game with an injured shoulder. He ran into the right field wall, making a tremendous inning-ending catch in the seventh inning, striding 2 Beloit Snappers aboard. That was a Beloit team that featured Ricky Weeks, Prince Fielder. Here's the 1-0. Strike called across the inside corner. Tony Gwynn Jr. And the Lugnuts would go on and beat Beloit and capture their second Midwest League championship. That in 2003. 1-1 pitch from Adamiak. Low and in. The Lugnuts championships in 1997 and 2003, and that has been it. Those two rings. Lansing also losing in the championship series in 2002 and 2011. A 2-1 pitch. Off the outside corner and a touch high. 3 balls, 1 strike on Yordis Valdez. It was strike at, grounded out, and flied out against the combination of the starter Hoagland and the reliever Yeison Sanchez. Now taking on the third arm. Mark Adamiak is ready. A 3-1 is coming. That's called a strike across the outside corner. I remember seeing Adamiak debut for the Lugnuts in Dayton. Fastball in the mid-90s, and the slider looked fantastic. Could see him rejoining the Lugnuts next year. A payoff, line foul into the netting, got hung up a little bit, and then fell down. 3-2. Victor Planchard waits to bat next. 5-1 Lake County, payoff, swing and a miss, got him. Boy, that pitch came down and in and handcuffed Yordis Valdez. And Adamiak strikes out the first batter that he faces. 5th strikeout here in 4 1/3 innings now. He's averaging a strikeout per inning in his small sample. Working for the Nuts so far this year after getting transferred up from the Arizona Complex League. Adamiak, originally drafted by the A's in the 15th round last year, deals to Victor Planchard batting left. Butt off the hands foul, left side into the screen, then down in front of the Lugnuts dugout. Strike 1. Planchard is 0-for-3, popping to short, grounding out to shortstop and to first. The DH batting 7th. Lake County 5, Lansing 1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him. No balls and 2 strikes. This looks great. Time granted to Planchard. There's another Today in Lugnuts history for you. September the 9th, 2015. The Lugnuts gained their first walk-off win of the year. That's pretty good. September the 9th, they took a while to do it. They got their first walk-off win of the year to win a playoff series. 2-strike pitch from Adamiak. Planchard takes low and in. It was Lansing against the Great Lakes Loons. Best 2 out of 3. Lugnuts won game 1. And a game 2 in Lansing, Michigan, Ryan McBroom, a sacrifice fly in the bottom of the ninth. Lugnuts won 5-4. McBroom, the league MVP that year. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Adamiak fans Planchard. Back-to-back strikeouts for Adamiak. Two down. Let's bring up Will Bartlett. Bartlett is 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. The captain starting first baseman batting 8th. Caps are up 5-1 in the 8th. The pitch. Strike called across the outside corner. One last today in Lugnuts history. September the 9th last year. Mason Miller, 7 strikeouts and 3 hitless innings. His final Lugnuts appearance. And now he's up with the Oakland A's. 0-1. Swing and a miss, strike 2. Mark Adamiak is making a bid for 3 consecutive strikeouts here in the bottom of the 8th for his last Lugnuts appearance of the year. Bartlett nearly threw himself off balance with that wild cut. Here's Adamiak's 0-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Bartlett, and down go the captains in the 8th. Adamiak fans Valdez, Planchard, and Bartlett, and it gets them all swinging. We're going to the 9th. Lugnuts down 5-1 to Lake County.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's the final inning and the next to last game of the regular season. And Lake County has gone to a third arm. In for the top of the 9th, number 26 right-hander Magnus Ellerts, 6'5 right-hander out of Woodbridge, Virginia, drafted last year in the 11th round from Florida Southwestern State Junior College. He replaces Josh Wolf, who fired 2 scoreless innings, allowing 1 single and striking out 1. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Lake County is up 5-1, 3 outs away from a 4th win in 5 games in this series. Top of the 9th inning begins with A.R. Bielanilis. Righty deals to righty. Outside for ball 1. It is Anales, Schofield, Sam, and Rodriguez. Anales has supplied the only Lugnuts run. A solo home run is last at bat, coming in the 6th. The pitch, over his head into the backstop, gave a look back at Ellerts after that one. Takes off his helmet, talking with the catcher Engel, talking to himself, asks for time. The bareheaded A.R. Bielanilis just saw his life pass in front of his eyes. Helmet back on. Striding toward the right-hand batter's box. 2 balls and no strikes. Just as long as Magnus Ellerts doesn't throw in again, right? 2-0. And that's up and inside, ball 3. But nothing suspect about that one. Schofield Sam on deck, a 3-0. You'd figure red light, right? It is the red light, and it's ball 4 inside. Ellerts walks in. A base runner for Lansing, opening up the 9th inning, down 5-1. All right. So, not that this should happen, but there's a part of me which says a Rebilanales could try to steal second base. Not in a 5-1 game, right? Not in a 5-1 game. He's 21 for 24 in stealing bases this year. If he goes, you say, only go if you make sure you can make it. TJ Schofield Sam takes a called strike across the inside corner. All right, now Lansing trying to trust its lineup and get back into this game, down by 4. 5-1 Lake County. The pitch fouled into the screen, and boy, TJ Schofield Sam, it's another 0-2 count. In perpetuity. Struck out looking in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth and the sixth. 0-2. Up high, ball one. There is so much potential in his bat. A native Canadian told me about the work that he's going to put in as soon as the offseason hits. Going back home. Hitting outside, then hitting inside in the wintertime. 1-2. Strike three called across the outside corner. Golden Sombrero. One away in the top of the ninth inning for C.J. Rodriguez. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 with a flyout to right, strikeout swing, and a ground out to third. Now the first offering breaks up and inside. One ball, no strikes. 2 in the fifth, 3 in the seventh for Lake County against reliever Jason Sanchez. 1 in the sixth off the Angeles homer for the Nuts. The deal, up and in again, 2-0. About this reliever Ellards coming into play today, a 6.32 ERA. So looking to feel better about himself. He came in with 12 walks, 26 Ks, and 15 and two-thirds innings. He offers the 2-0. Swing and a miss by CJ. Strike one. It was right there. Two balls, one strike to count. The pitch. Up high, 3-1. I note on the Midwest League out-of-town scoreboard that the Whitecaps have rallied back to take the lead against the Great Lakes Loons 4-3. They're in the eighth. If they beat the Loons and Fort Wayne beats Dade, Tin Caps up 4-1 in the eighth. Well, the pitch, swatted up in the air, foul ground, first base side, Bartlett toward the stands, that ball's back into the crowd. Strike two for CJ. If those scores hold up, and Fort Wayne wins in Dayton, West Michigan wins at home against Great Lakes, we will go into the final day of the regular season. The Whitecaps a half game out of first place behind Fort Wayne. Tin Caps loss, a Whitecaps win, they'd be in. Payoff. Strike three called outside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts watching from Magnus Ellards. Two outs now in the ninth inning. The Captains are one out away from a 5-1 win. And the batter's Josh Wainwright, who is 3-for-3 today. Righty to righty. Strike called outside corner. And with that, the first baseman Bartlett now plays behind Anales at first, and they gift wrap him second if he wants it to move himself into scoring position. Let's see if he goes. He does, 0-1. Strike two called outside corner. Defensive indifference down to second base, a Rebiel Anales. Josh Wainwright is in a 2-strike hole. Lake County 1 strike away. Oh, 2. Poked foul in the air off the right side, off the rooftop, bouncing down to the stands. Nice fair hand grab made by a fan. He has 2 little ones right near him. One of them is under a blanket getting cuddled. He's in short sleeves, and he just snared them a souvenir. 0-2 again. Right. Swings and misses. Strike 3. And this ball game is in the books. Lake County 5, Lansing 1. captains have taken 4 out of 5 in this series, and all that remains in the 2023 campaign for both of these teams is tomorrow at 1 p.m. For the Lugnuts, it will be game number 131. For the captains, game number 129. 1 run, 9 hits, 1 error for the Lugnuts, falling to 29-36 this half, 60-70 for the year. For Lake County, 5 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error, improving to 33-30 this half, and back to 500 at 64-64. That's what they have to play for. They're fighting to finish this season above the 500 mark. Lugnuts starter Gunnar Hoagland went 4 scoreless innings with a couple of strikeouts, a couple of hits, a couple of walks in his finale here in 2023. Anderson Sanchez followed, 3 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs. 2 in the 5th, 3 in the 7th. He suffers the loss. Mark Adamiak then struck out the side in the bottom of the 8th inning and looked tremendous. On the other side, for the Lake County Captains, in the win, Parker Messick, 6 innings, 1 run, 7 Ks. Josh Wolf, a couple of scoreless innings. Magnus Ellert, a walk and 3 strikeouts in a hitless 9th to close things out and sew it all up. For the Lugnuts, on the hitting side, Josh Wainwright, though he did strike out to end the game, did have 3 hits to lead the Lugnuts 9-hit attack. 2 hits apiece for Danny Batista Jr. and Aribio Anales, whose home run supplied the Lugnuts' only run, was his 7th of the year. 2 hours and 18 minutes to play this game in front of 6,223. A terrific crowd here in Lake County, Ohio. And now, well, I bid you adieu. A good night tonight. And I'll check back in with you tomorrow. The final game of 2023. Did a long interview with Craig Conklin, the Lugnuts manager, basically reviewing this year. I'll play that interview in the pregame show tomorrow. Start time is 1 p.m. with first pitch. Mitch Myers for the Lugnuts, Ryan Webb for the Lake County Captains. Once again, your final score. The Captains 5, the Lugnuts 1. Good night. Have a terrific rest of your Saturday night from East Lake, Ohio. And go Nuts!